Hello, Mixed Nutcases and Dog Days of Podcasting listeners. This is Nuke Chess, and this is Dinner in a Movie. So, Black Lightning is a TV show that I slept on. I don't know why. I kept hearing somebody was telling me that it was really great. I think it was Derek Coward, former Dog Days podcaster, but who pretty much podcasts daily. So if you want to go check out Comic Book Noise and all the other Noise Network shows that he does. I think he's the one that was telling me talking about how great it was. I slept on it. The trailers did not really make me think that it was something that I was gonna like. It looked like just okay, it's a dad superhero, and I kind of been burnt out on that for a while, and I was just not into it. Like, all right, so the Netflix description is Jackson Pierce, a vigilante with the power to harness electricity, is forced to come out of retirement and fight the increasing crime in his neighborhood. That is not a good description of this show. This show is, all right, first off, we got a black superhero that is awesome. He's a great dad. His relationship with his teenage and young adult, 20-something daughters is amazing. His relationship with his wife, ex-wife, whatever, is also really strong. It's not a I'm a superhero and my secret identity doesn't matter kind of a thing. It's not like, you know, my secret identity is the face that I wear. No, this is somebody whose day life, you know, his non-mask life is as impressive and often more impressive than his superhero character. It battles a lot of really hot topics that are still prescient today. I mean, they're kind of like this. It's based on a comic series, I don't think that there will be a time that this is not appropriate. I mean, this comic series came out in 1977 and we're still fighting the same problems. You know, we're still dealing with the same things. And, you know, when this first came out, it was only in 2018 that it came out. I mean, you know, Black Lives Matter was already a thing and already very big, and bringing that into the forefront of the storyline, it's fantastic. And so me watching it this year in 2020, when so much more momentum and actual things are happening, and hopefully we can keep that momentum going and we can make more change and we can actually, you know, instead of just give lip service to these nice ideas of, yeah, Black Lives Matter, racism bad, yada yada, that we actually do this, that we teach anti-racism, that we are actually making change. You know, statues are coming down and laws are being changed, and it's out there. We're not there yet at all, and I don't see us being there for a long time. We should be there. It's ridiculous that we're not, and things need to change. But having that as part of the show is actually really amazing. And it doesn't feel like lip service. It never feels like lip service. And it doesn't feel like, oh, look, we're going to fix racism in this CW show. No, no, it is an impossible thing. And there are many levels, and that's what this show does. The acting is great. The acting is really amazing. I really do enjoy it. There are a couple of things where you're like, but it's a comic book show. You know, it's a comic book show, and having that is really great. There's quite a few gray characters. You know, there are characters who you think they're good guys and you're like, oh, but maybe they're not. And then there's people that you think are bad guys and you're like, yeah, but I see where they're coming from. And so being able to see these different perspectives is really good. And some people might think this is a spoiler. I'm going to tell you, Jill Scott's in it. She plays a villain. You know she's a villain the first time you see her. And that's all I'm going to say. But she's amazing. I love Jill Scott. I absolutely love her as an actress. If you haven't seen the number one ladies detective agency, you need to go and watch it. They are all on YouTube. That is an amazing show. I think I covered it last year. But if you haven't seen it, you need to go watch, and anything else that she's been in. By the way, check out her music. She's an amazing singer as well. But I absolutely love this woman. So seeing her play a villain when she does not normally play villains was refreshing, and it showed her depth. And, you know, Joe Fiore and Jacob are doing, you know, on Megapodtastic, they're doing their favorite villains. And if you don't have good villains, you can't have a good comic book show. You can't do superheroes without a good villain. Why was the Daredevil show so good? Because Kingpin by Vincent D'Onofrio was so good. Why is why was Iron Fist weak? Because the villain wasn't really defined and nobody really knew what was going on. And yeah, there's other issues, but honestly, if it had a good villain, everything else would have fallen into place. You need a good villain. Okay. If you don't have that good villain, it doesn't work. And she's not the only villain. There's another villain that is played by the rapper Krondon, and he is amazing. And the relationship between Black Lightning and Tobias Whale is so strong that you have exactly what you need for comic books. You know, what would be Superman without Lex Luthor? What would be Batman without the Joker? You know, you need that nemesis to keep that everything going. What would Jessica Jones be without Kilgrave? I mean, we could argue that the character would be just as well and wonderful and would have had a much better life. But I'm talking about as a show, you need that nemesis. You need Kilgrave and Jessica's relationship. You need, so with Black Lightning and Tobias Whale, you have that. And I'm not going to spoil anything about it, but Black Lightning is not the only superhero that shows up, and you need to watch and you need to see how that develops. I've only finished the first season. I have two more seasons to go, and the fourth season is coming out this year. Even though it came out in 2018, like, this is one of those shows where, like, they're rapid seasons. If you are the kind of person that wants to binge a show, this is definitely a show that you can binge. And there's, you know, three seasons that are out already with a fourth season already greenlit. This is great to get into. And I've watched a bunch of the CW DC shows. Flash, I like sometimes. I'm kind of like at the point where I'm hate watching it. Supergirl, I liked it. There's some things that I'm like, I don't know. I like it. There's good, but it's not, none of them. Arrow, I just couldn't. I don't care. I really don't care. As much as I like comics, I don't care. And Batwoman never came to streaming in Canada. Gotham doesn't really count. And I never got the one that Victor Garber's in, Legends of Tomorrow. I never got that one either. But of the CW shows that I've, DC shows that I've seen, you know, the DC TV shows, the modern ones, this is the best one. This is so much better than the other DC shows. And I know he showed up in the crossover, but I didn't know who he was yet. Now that I know, I kind of want to go back, and because you can YouTube all of the crossover scenes from Crisis. I'm going to go back and check out his scenes, because that's really cool. I mean, other than Lucifer, which I don't really count. It's a Neil Gaiman property that is owned by DC. And yes, he showed up in, I guess, does Constantine count? I don't know. He showed up in Crisis too. But like, I like Lucifer, but I don't count Lucifer as part of the DC verse. This is the best that I have seen. This is the best DC verse show, unless you count Doom Patrol. Ooh, but Doom Patrol's not on TV. That's only on streaming. I don't know how that's going to work. I guess it's going to go to HBO Max now. I hope it stays on Crave for me, because that's where I get it. I get it on Crave in Canada. Yeah, Black Lightning and Doom Patrol, these are the top DC shows right now. So what are we going to pair Black Lightning with? Black Lightning, I am going to pair with Family Dinner. If you've watched the show, you know that Family Dinner is very important in this show and with this family. And Family Dinner is very important in my family. In my family, for years and years, and I mean like decades. My mom has been hosting family dinner ever since kids started moving out. You know, growing up, family dinner was always, you know, we mostly ate dinner together, but on the weekends we definitely had set times. But family dinner, as people started to move out, was always Saturday, 7:30-ish, and we would have apps, and we would have a meal, and we would, you know, do the whole shebang. And it was an event and has continued to be an event. Not everybody shows up, but because it is a large family, but as many people who can show up do show up with COVID and the everybody social distancing and staying in their homes, we've started doing family dinner as a Zoom meeting. So we go and we log in. And when we started, a lot more people were showing up. Now, I'd say about half the family shows up. It's still like it's that connection. And I look forward to it, and I really like it, and the fact that I actually get to participate, because I normally don't get to participate because I'm in Canada and they are all in New York and they can all do family dinner normally and I cannot. But one of the things that I always loved is when I would visit New York, I would be able to, I don't care what's happening on Saturday, it's family dinner. I'm doing family dinner, because while to all of you, it may not be like, oh, it's just family dinner, it's not a big deal. I don't get that, and I love having it. So I have only missed one family dinner. I may miss another one during the moving since COVID started, but it's a great time to check in and talk with people and update everyone on your lives and talk about different things like what books are you reading, what movies have you seen, and anything else. And I love it. So I'm going to, you know, with my family dinners, the meals were always different, but you know, a classic one would be an oven stuffer roaster as your main meal, with a, you know, mashed potatoes and some, probably a vegetable, like, and then mom would of course make an amazing salad. And let's not forget about the appetizers, which includes shrimp and cheese and crackers and pepperoni and chips and dip and. So there was always like, it's basically like a mini holiday every single week, which is pretty awesome. So yeah. Black Lightning and family dinner.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-NUTTY42.